This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. You're listening to the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Aaron.
And Daryl.
Yep, kicking off another hour of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been going through this story, and I think it's important because it takes the temperature, it gets an idea of what's going on. Remember, Hillary Clinton wanted to make, medical care available to everybody. But we got Obamacare 20 years later. And this kind of thing is this kind of thing that doesn't happen all in one day. But this is a guarantee. The idea is a guaranteed government jobs program that would, from what I'm reading here, the candidates that are talking about it, be unionized. It would set a wage floor. It would basically guarantee anybody, which means you more or less you can't be fired, or if you can be fired, they're going to find you another job.
Yep.
And, in my opinion, destroy whatever amounts to a work ethic in the United States.
Yep.
Great way to build a space force, though.
Yeah. Yeah, let's send them out to space. That'll work. Can you imagine these people that have no
Bernie Sanders isn't going to survive blast off.
Bernie Sanders? He's not going.
Oh, I thought we were talking about sending the people talking about creating this into space.
That's a better idea.
Those are the people that I would want to see go into space.
Yeah, let them try this on Ceres or Mars or something like that. So, anyway, going on with the article.
So, can we send Bernie Sanders into space?
I don't know. Can you put Bernie Sanders on a rocket? Yes, that could happen. It shouldn't be all that surprising, given the fact that jobs and the economy reliably top voters' priorities on both sides of the aisle, and big universal programs like Social Security and Medicaid remain overwhelmingly popular. The notion of the U.S. government employing people directly seems in some ways like a natural expansion of the benefits that the state already provides. The sheer scale of such a program also flies in the face of how policy gets made in Washington.
If I've not heard a really good reason for secession prior to this, this has to be it.
Since
let's just, all of the states secede. Californians are going to vote on voting on it, possibly this year, maybe 2 years from now. I forget exactly when they're going to vote on voting on seceding. But, secession is a hot-button issue among some groups, and if, the bureaucrats in Washington decide that they're going to do this economically unfeasible thing, then maybe everybody should just wind up leaving Washington.
It's probably easier, not that I disagree with you,
make secession great again.
It's probably easier to just pick up and leave the state that you're in and go to some other country than it is to deal with this. Because, secession's really difficult, and people love their flags. I just don't think you're going to get that done.
Right, but see, if I leave the United States, then I become subject to their foreign policy, and they like dropping bombs everywhere.
Yeah, not everywhere. They concentrate them largely in a few
areas. Okay, the places that they're not dropping bombs, they have the CIA to go in and install puppet dictators.
If I was a young guy, I'd be looking at Southeast Asia, China, that kind of place right now. I think there's a lot of money to be made there. Let's go to Diane calling in from Michigan. Diane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks. Listening to you guys talk about socialized work programs, maybe socialized medicine, reminded me of an article I just read about a couple in Texas. The man and wife who are happily married are going to get divorced or talking about getting divorced to get their child covered by Medicaid, because then mom would be a single parent and then she would have it. And what really struck me about this article was the father said, oh, no, we don't want to do a GoFundMe because we don't want charity. We want the state to pay for it. You know, so they would rather have somebody, you know, somebody pay for it, not them, at the point of a gun, not voluntarily, than a GoFundMe, which would be completely voluntary.
And then also subject to taxation. And I've read a number of stories of people that have done GoFundMes to help pay for medical expenses for kids that had cancer. And then GoFundMe says, oh, well, you know, you wound up bringing in
here's
this.
Here's a 1099.
Here's a 1099. And then IRS says,
30%, yeah.
You've got to give us a big, giant share of this money.
Yeah, and then you're back out. There's a relatively large percentage, a relatively large number of people that every year they kind of look at whether it makes sense to be divorced or married or not.
Right.
And if they're in the state where it's relatively cheap to get divorced or married, they just go ahead and do that, depending on what their tax savings are. If it costs $150 to get divorced and you save $1,000 in taxes, you're at a net 850. You might as well do it. I mean, 850 is 850. You might as well keep it. You know, some people don't want to go through that kind of trouble, but some people think it's a good idea. So, I mean, I kind of see that. Obviously, somebody who just wants the government to pay for something, I'm never going to quite understand that part. Diane?
Yeah, that's he makes too much money and their insurance doesn't cover it. He has to pay another $15,000. So he's just saying, I'm going to get divorced. We're going to let the, because we want the state to pay for it. And as if the state's not us. You know, that's funny. Well, thanks for your perspective on that.
Yeah, the state in this case is the taxpayer, but to some extent, it was the government that decided that I was forced to that put me in this situation. So I can kind of see. I mean, my rates went up on the cost. I don't actually have health insurance, but we check every once in a while on what it was, what it is that we're spending, and that sort of thing, whether it's worth having, and. You know, I can kind of see somebody like, well, stick it to them. They made me do this. So, yeah, maybe. Thanks
for
calling.
Thanks.
Yep, thanks, Diane. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Ron calling in from Indiana. Listen on the live stream. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, Syria mainly. It's kind of... You know, Syria, what happened with biblical land was predicted by Wesley Clark a couple of years before it actually happened, which makes it a mass genocide.
Who's Wesley Clark?
He's a general that was with
okay.
the United States.
General government. Wesley Clark, all right. I just want to make sure that we're talking about the same guy, all right?
2 years before they slaughtered over a million people in the Mideast, they told the world they were going to slaughter a million people. So,
who's they?
The American government. They made a video to tell the world we're going to destroy seven countries in 5 years, and General Wesley Clark put it out. And it's on the Internet, has been for a while.
Yeah, I remember they were talking about the axis of evil and who they were going to go after and that kind of thing.
Well, General Eisenhower actually warned us, you know, a decade or two, three. I didn't have done the math on the, you know, Ike's time frame between him dying in the accident and him warning the Earth. Like Kennedy, you know, Kennedy's bill 001 about the Fed, the Reserve. You know, I kind of told the Fed tonight that, well, I won't go into that, but anyway.
I've heard that the Kennedy's Federal Reserve bill was some kind of conspiracy theory. I don't know. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, you know, why do we have an entity of rich people we borrow money from when the U.S. you know government has its own parks and things that it could just write checks? And why are we giving money to another country so we've got to go fight a war? What? Why are we fighting a war from China? But we said we were borrowing from China. It's kind of a cross.
Which war are we fighting for, China?
Well, it looks like there could be a connecting road. They figure the future. See, they didn't figure on Christ ever coming back. They figured they need a road for their economy.
How does Jesus figure into this one? I'm just trying to keep, help me connect these dots here.
We'll start with the China thing, and then we'll go to the Jesus thing if you really would like to go there. But that's going to be a long...
Well, if you're going to mention it, that's my job.
Can you summarize it in 15 seconds?
Well, rock and roll music, starting with Neil Young and Led Zeppelin and Natalie Merchant and the Rolling Stones, actually say that the 20... May... 9th of 22 is when Christ comes back. But that's another story that we're going to sign all together.
May 9th of 2022?
That's interesting, and it's probably going to be another end of the world that I survived. Thank you for the call.
Call another time, Ron. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Can't stop the music. Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. It's Mark with you.
Aaron.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Want to tell you about Anarchapulco. It'll be Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose. The biggest names in the Liberty Movement will be at the largest gathering of freethinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and ANCAPs in Acapulco, Mexico, from February the 14th to the 19th, and that's 2019. And I know it seems like a long way off, but the event's going to happen, and if you're like, if you believe like we do, you're probably going to want to be there. It's a great event. You're going to love the lineup of speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, personal relationships for 4 days. And actually, there's events usually that go on before and after, too. So you could make this 2 weeks. I love it. I think it's a great event. I think it's the premier liberty event in the world, and I don't make that lightly. It's not because they're paying me, because they're not. They're not paying us to come. They will give us, they'll put us up in a hotel, like I presume. I mean, that's what they've done before, put us up in a hotel and, you know, give us a place to broadcast and things like that. But we really enjoy this event. Ian and I have thought it's quite awesome. And of course, Free Talk Live will be there again. Go to anarchapulco.com, use coupon code FTL to register and receive an additional 15% off of the early bird rates. Please come out, hang out with us, make your commitment now.
And early bird rates are only in effect for a couple of weeks.
Right. It's only till the end of, I think, July.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't have much time. Early bird rates, yep, here it says it ends July 1st. Acapulco, Anarchapulco.
I think that's supposed to be July 31st.
Yeah.
Because it's already past July 1st.
I thought I said 31st. My mistake. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. And it's a great event. No lie. I've really enjoyed it. Anarchapulco.com, coupon code FTL to save an extra 15%. Daryl, I think that we've gotten the idea of this article here from The Intercept talking about government jobs and make works and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And generally, what a bad idea it is.
It's a very bad idea.
Yeah, you have a piece of show prep that interests me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, so let me ask the following questions. And I want input from both you, Mark, and you, Aaron, and then, of course, anybody listening, 855-450-FREE. Can you remember a time when you have ever craved an Arby's sandwich?
Oh, yeah, I love the Arby's, the big roast beef, yeah.
Not for a long time, but yeah.
Can you name one item, any item? Any item at all on the Applebee's menu? Just yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever thrown, in the recent past, thrown a box of Little Debbie snack cakes into your shopping cart?
No.
No.
If you answer no to all...
Do you shop, Aaron Day? I mean, I don't. I rarely go up to the grocery store.
Question wasn't, do you go shopping? The question was, do you purchase Little Debbie snack cakes?
If I go shopping, it's usually for some kind of alcoholic beverage and steak.
If you answered no to all of those questions about Arby's, Applebee's, and Little Debbie's, there's a good chance you're a liberal, according to this article here from Vice.
Thank God, I'm saved.
As reported by the Washington Post, and Mark, I don't think anybody's ever going to accuse you of being a liberal.
It happens every once in a while here on the show. If, I'm taking an anti-war stance and somebody hasn't been listening, they really don't know that much about it. They'll sometimes, it doesn't happen as much anymore, but yeah, it used to.
Two University of Chicago Booth School of Business economists used decades worth of results to three major surveys and taught machines to use the data to determine a person's politics, education, income level, race, and gender. Their findings, which could be surprisingly accurate, were published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. Authors Marianne Bertrand and Emir Kamenica wrote, "In this paper, we measure the extent of cultural distance across various groups in the United States over time. We assemble multiple data sets that allow us to capture as many aspects of people's cultural lives as possible for as long as possible. This includes detailed information on media consumption and consumer behavior, attitudes, and time use. They also studied the brands and goods that both liberals and conservatives bought or consumed and discovered that they were around 70% accurate when it comes to predicting a person's political ideology based solely on their purchases.
But those three questions, I mean, they can't be that accurate at 70% accurate. I mean, 70% isn't that accurate, really, I guess. 50%, it means 50-50, right?
Yeah. So, okay. You know, it's only slightly better than a coin toss.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that, you know, like
significantly
they
better,
fed this
but, you know.
Data into a computer and was like, okay, computer. They said the list of products individually most distinct of ideology is interesting. In all years, liberals distinguish themselves from conservatives by drinking alcohol. Conservatives, on the other hand, are much more likely to engage in fishing. I don't think that's too, you know, far out there to say conservatives go fishing.
Yeah, but what
liberals
about,
drink alcohol.
But conservatives don't drink alcohol?
No, they do, but I think, you know, more conservatives are going to say, I don't do that because religious
Jesus.
Reasons. Right.
Okay. I guess. I drink and I have a fishing rod.
Right, but you're not necessarily conservative. You're definitely more libertarian, but they're only
and
really
I'm not very good with my fishing rod
into,
either.
You know, like A or B, and they're not taking into account all of the other variants here. But they continue, ideology-specific brands are mostly food, primarily with brands indicative of conservatives who disproportionately buy Jell-O gelatin desserts and eat at Arby's.
Okay, we don't have any Jell-O products at my home, but...
And there's also not an Arby's anywhere near where we live.
But when we're traveling... My son and I make a big fuss about being able to stop off at two places.
Waffle House?
No, she won't do that. She will freak out over Waffle House.
She being the wife.
Yeah, she's just too much grease for her. She cannot handle
And
it.
She grew up in Chicago and...
Right, and
you know,
people know they have
grit.
No taste at all, right? You know what? She puts ketchup on hot dogs, and she's from Chicago. There's no accounting for taste here. No,
what's wrong with putting ketchup on a hot dog?
But adults don't do that crap.
What condiment do you put on your hot dog, or do you not put condiment on your hot dog?
You can put whatever you want on your hot dog, so long as it's not ketchup. You put ketchup on potatoes.
You're a strange, strange man.
No, that's the right way to do it. Trust me.
Aaron, did you have something you were trying to
He's
add
He's running
here?
For office. He doesn't want to ruin his chances with the non-ketchup meat people.
Yeah, I didn't have anything.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you were leaning into your mic a second ago. Continuing on here. And
oh, it's the two restaurants. Popeyes, because they make the best fried chicken.
Okay.
And Arby's, because, well, it's...
Roast beef.
It's nice to have something we don't get around here.
Yeah.
I also like to get a faux noodle restaurant.
You know, I do remember a couple of years ago, there was somebody running for governor of Pennsylvania that wound up answering the Philly cheesesteak or whatever the Pittsburgh sandwich question was. Totally disenfranchised
the other
Pittsburgh
side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, give me a cheesesteak.
Well, people have preferences. There's nothing wrong with that. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know how- USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky. The summit set. President Trump to meet with Russian President Putin in Helsinki. Topics to include the situation in Syria and election hacking.
He may deny it. I mean, it's one of those things. So all I can do is say, did you, and don't do it again.
Then in Scotland over the weekend, ahead of the summit, President Trump sitting down for an interview with the CBS Evening News.
But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
On Friday in Washington, D.C., the Justice Department indicting 12 Russians. The president's reaction?
Again, this was during the Obama administration. They were doing whatever it was during the Obama administration, and I heard that they were trying, or people were trying, to hack into the RNC, too, the Republican National Committee, but we had much better defenses.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. You can call in. Well, talk about whatever you want to talk about here. We're talking about the kind of products that indicate what, if you buy them, likely which way you vote, conservative or liberal, that kind of thing. It's Mark with you.
Aaron.
And Daryl.
And, Aaron, have you seen any correlation in your life compared to these things that Daryl's reading off here, these different products?
Well, I've seen more things that I would correlate with libertarianism, like bulletproof coffee and bacon.
That definitely. Libertarians like bulletproof coffee, bacon. What else do we like? Guns, weed. I don't think there's a type of music necessarily that seems to be libertarian. I mean, there are some libertarian bands out there, like Rebel Inc., who does our intros. Thank goodness they just... We used to have these heavy metal intros that Ian had, but talk radio stations don't always have the ASCAP BMI stuff paid off, because why would they? They don't play music. And YouTube would give us trouble over them.
Right.
Because we didn't have the right to distribute them as a show. We had the right to distribute them through the radio, but not on the internet.
Right, and you know, there's algorithms and whatnot in YouTube to where if there happened to have been 19 seconds of the song, that triggers the algorithm, but if there's only like 12 seconds before you start talking, then it's not necessarily enough to pick it up and trigger.
Right. So we had to let those go, and a consultant didn't want us to have them anyway, and then the listeners rose up. They're like, you must have Free Talk Live must have.
Said you need some kind of just generic thing with a repeating beat that sounds kind of like newsy. You know, just very newsy.
That's what he wanted.
It was like, yeah, we had those for what, like 3 days?
Yeah, it didn't last long. Listeners really didn't like it. So what I understand what the philosophy is. Talk radio is about talking. You don't want to give an audio indication to the listener that they should tune out when the commercials come along. For one, the commercials are important information. If you're listening on the radio, you're listening about organizations and companies that are in your area. You want to hear this information. But some people, they've been taught by many years of listening to music radio that they shouldn't want to listen to commercials.
Right.
And so, that was his philosophy. And I think it's a sound one, but, the way that Free Talk Live's stuff works, got to have some rock and roll in there. So, anyway, liberty.menu. A site we've teamed up with allows you, if you are a libertarian, to list your site. Or if you're not a libertarian, maybe you just want to do business with libertarians. This used the way it used to be with Quakers. People who weren't necessarily Quakers wanted to do business with Quakers because Quakers were considered to be honest people. But whatever, you go to liberty.menu. You can check your area. You can list, if you're a libertarian, you can list things. And it's a tool for, maybe it's events or your business or, whatever organization you want, church potentially. Liberty.menu, it's exclusively for libertarians. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL. You get a special badge. At liberty.menu. Daryl, what would I buy if I were a conservative?
Well, let me actually give a little bit more of the explanation from these researchers on how they came up with these various products. They report that there are 10 cultural traits that were most indicative of being a liberal in three specific years, 1994, 2001, 2009.
Okay.
And each trait was accompanied by a number that indicates the likelihood whether that answer determines whether the person was a liberal. For example, they say in 1994, knowing whether a person bought any alcoholic beverage allows us to guess political ideology correctly 56% of the time.
That is not a guess. 56% of the time?
Yes.
You might make money in Las Vegas if you really work a 50% chance, 56% chance, but that isn't, that's almost a coin flip.
Whereas knowing whether a person owns a lawnmower allows them to guess political ideology correctly 55.5% of the time.
You're killing me.
Again, this seems to basically be, we can flip a coin after you answer this question. For 2009, which was the most recent year covered by their survey, some of the food-related traits indicated whether you're a liberal, someone who did not use ranch dressing.
Liberals don't use ranch dressing?
Apparently, 56% of people that don't use ranch dressing are liberals. Did not use disposable plates. Again, 56%. Did not eat at Arby's. 55.6.
Barely.
So I'm wondering here if once you add all of these together, so if you don't do all of these things, then compound fractions.
Are you more likely
something.
To be a liberal or conservative?
So I'm just going to read the things and not give the percentages because they're all between 56 to 54%.
Okay.
Again, not using ranch dressing, not using disposable plates, not eating at Arby's, not using Jif peanut butter. But wait, I thought Choosy Moms chose Jif.
That's what the little byline is. Sure.
Not eating at Applebee's, not using Tyson brand chicken or turkey.
Oh, Tyson's, yes. Like they're conservative sort of-ish or something.
Sonic. Fast food, not eating there is another sign that you're a liberal, and I'm using air quotes there. Not eating Little Debbie snack cakes, and not using Cool Whip.
Okay, well, some of those things I just don't like. What do you suppose that is?
That sounds like a phone line.
Yeah, problems.
Something that is weird. Continuing on here, they say if you're a liberal, you've probably also recently purchased a novel, and you aren't wearing Dockers brand khakis when you read this. Those responses predicted my own admittedly, this being the author here, my own admittedly liberal behavior pretty accurately, although I wish we could have left Little Debbie out of it. Oatmeal cream pies are apolitical and therefore perfect.
Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. How are you going to scare us tonight?
Hey, you know something? It's really interesting what you told me, that I'm considered a liberal, what you told me, and most of the things what you have said is true. I hate Tyson's chicken. I was told that they keep them in the dark and they're full of hormones. But, about the, you know, about what the eating habits.
Yeah.
But I just want to say that, did you know that on average, our state, New Mexico, kills about one motorcyclist per week?
Is that like a quota you set for yourself there in New Mexico?
No, I think that's the last year's statistics. So they figure out how many people were killed in motorcycle accidents. And they average it out, so it comes out to like one motorcyclist killed per week.
About 52 people are killed every year in motorcycle accidents in New Mexico.
How does that rank nationwide?
I don't know the answer to that.
I'm asking Sarah.
I think we got we're number one in motorcycle hit and run, bicycle, and pedestrian fatalities now. You know, we're number one this year.
So I mean, motorcycles are dangerous, right? I mean, like you're putting an engine and some wheels together, and then you're riding on top of it, right?
Right, and then there's no helmet laws here. They want to feel the
wind. There's none here in New Hampshire either.
You know?
There's lots of states with no helmet laws. Why is New Mexico number one?
Well, the thing is, the helmet law has nothing to do with it. But we've got awful laws.
Then why'd you bring up the helmet law?
Well, I guess it's supposed to reduce fatalities, but I think that's only part of it. Because you guys have no helmet laws either. What's the point of riding a motorcycle when you can't feel the wind in your hair, you know, that part of it. But everybody's running stop signs, red lights, and speeding, talking and texting while they're driving.
They're not doing that on motorcycles.
That
texting on a motorcycle seems deadly.
Right, but the vast majority of motorcycle accidents, it's a car hitting the motorcycle.
Oh.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The cars are texting and driving and putting on makeup 70 miles on the freeway. That's most
Thanks
of
for the call,
problem.
Sarah. 855-450-3733.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the final segment of this live edition of Free Talk Live. We might be able to squeeze you in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Here on Free Talk Live, I want to tell you about the AMP program real quick. If you like what we do here on the air, you like that we make it available to you to call in and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on the air, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's a program that we only use the money from AMP to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. I'm not sending Daryl on, week-long junkets to Hawaii with that or anything like that. So, please, if you like the ideas of liberty, you want somebody spreading them, amp.freetalklive.com. So, Aaron Day, you are running for governor here in the state of New Hampshire. As a libertarian?
As a libertarian.
Okay, and Daryl, you're the chairman of the Libertarian Party?
I'm the former chair of the party.
You're not the current chair?
No.
What happened?
I did not run for re-election.
Did you get ousted?
I did not run for re-election.
Did they find something out about you?
No, I did not run for re-election. I got tired of people bitching about stupid stuff and everybody blaming me for stuff that other people were doing. I didn't want to be chair anymore.
Well, you know, that's the delights of being in charge. Everything's put right in front of you. So you guys colluded to bring Aaron Day here to talk about his campaign. Is that right?
I have no clue what you're talking about. You're the one that said he was coming in.
Aaron, tell me what your big platforms are.
I mean, my big platform is I have this contract with New Hampshire, but the real big idea
what is that?
Here, I actually just enumerated on my website exactly why I'm running.
And that is?
Well, I basically said, so the governor of New Hampshire is a very weak position. This is something that a lot of people don't understand.
One of the more weak executives.
It's very weak. The one thing that the governor does have is veto power. And so I want to use that veto power, and I want to try to get a mandate up front from the voters. So I'm going to veto any increase in the budget. I will veto any tax.
You're all about spending.
And I will veto, and until and unless Medicaid expansion is repealed and pension is reformed, I'll veto every other bill. So basically I'm using that veto power.
How would they reform pension? Isn't the deal set?
But you can change it moving forward. Right now, these public pension funds are all defined benefit, where you know you get a certain amount back regardless of what you put in, which this has failed in the private sector.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. As great as pensions sound on paper, they just haven't worked in the private sector. People want their money up front.
Right. So this can be changed to defined contribution, which is what everybody else has. If you have a 401k, so on and so forth. And so
right.
This is one of the biggest changes that can be made to the pension system to actually protect.
You're saying that government employees in New Hampshire still have pensions?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So I'm curious about something here. You said that you would veto every piece of legislation that, if you get elected, that comes to your desk until there's, you know, pension reform and Medicare expansion repealed. So if there was, let's say, the death penalty were to be repealed, you would veto that because there's not a repeal of Medicaid expansion?
Yes, these two bills are existential threats. So this is the problem. Everybody likes to focus on these little pet bills. Unfortunately, 30% of our budget is now tied to Medicaid, and the pension system is underfunded by the tune of $5.5 billion. And so politically, no one ever deals with this, and this is creating an existential crisis for the state. So I'm asking up front for a mandate. If I get elected as a libertarian, having announced this plan up front, then I actually fully expect that we would see a repeal of Medicaid expansion and a modification to the pension program, which, by the way, almost happened. It fell one vote short in 2011. So the pension reform thing is very doable, as is the Medicaid expansion bill. Frankly, it shouldn't be that difficult to actually get that to happen.
And, you know, a lot of times people like to, in various questions, assume that things happen in a vacuum, that somehow a libertarian would wind up getting elected governor or president, and there would not be, you know, like a groundswell of libertarians being elected to lower level offices. Do you have much support from people running for state rep or state senate for your plan?
Well, actually, there's a pretty big base of Republicans that are for this are already, and I think the existing libertarians that are there are supportive of this concept as well. I certainly don't know what the overall configuration is going to be like, but here's the thing. If I win as a libertarian with this mandate, then what happens if the legislature doesn't put this forward? Then we would have an absolute groundswell of libertarians the next time around, because the people will have given me this mandate and the legislature will have kind of denied the will of the people.
So one of these perennial sort of arguments that are out there, and look, I don't understand. I don't know the answers, but I can say that I know that at one point you remember the Republican Liberty Caucus of New Hampshire. And so you've decided to throw off the Republican Party in favor of the Libertarian Party. I mean, but not a lot of, historically, not a lot of libertarians have been elected to the governor's office. Not saying that New Hampshire's not the most ripe. Why not run as a Republican, like a fiscally minded Republican?
Well, I mean, because that's a myth. There is no fiscal. The Republican Party is driven from the top down. This has been the case for three decades. The Sununu family actually drives what goes on in that party, which is how you end up with Medicaid expansion and all of these other things on a voice vote anyway. And so you can't, it's rigged. The primary process within the Republican Party is as rigged as the Democrat Party with respect to how, you know, Hillary won a sham primary with respect to Bernie Sanders. So you can't work within the Republican system. It's a top-down system, fundamentally.
I tend to agree with you when it comes to the fiscal stuff, when it comes to the state stuff. I don't know, right? I don't know what the state politics is, and you know whether the Sununus control this thing or that thing. But I do know that people are always like, I don't want to throw away my vote. Obviously, they don't understand mathematics because they only have one vote, and that one vote is unlikely
right,
to make the decision.
People like to think that votes belong to Republicans and Democrats, and everybody else is stealing from one side or the other. But if you look at, you know, statistics from exit polls, and that's really all we can really go on with this, people that vote for Libertarians or Green Party candidates or Constitution Party or some other party that's not RND, the plurality of voters would not have voted had their preferred candidate not been on the ballot. So it's a complete myth that, you know, libertarians or somebody else is stealing votes.
Well, the other thing is, in New Hampshire, we have more undeclared voters than Republicans or Democrats.
It's true.
Two-thirds of Americans in a recent USA Today poll said they're disappointed and dissatisfied with the two-party system.
Yeah.
And people rank their U.S. congressmen at the same popularity level or below as cockroaches in traffic jams.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is, it's ripe, but you're right. It is this psychological problem of, well, am I throwing my vote away? But the problem is that, you know, we're failing. If you decide between the two major parties, it's going to go in one direction. So we really don't have a choice but to try to actually reclaim
liberty. Yeah, and every year or so, there's also an opinion poll that comes out where 60 to 70% of Americans surveyed say that they'll consider, and using air quotes there, they'll consider voting for somebody that's not a Republican or a Democrat, but then when it comes to election time, they wind up getting scared and believing that, well, if I vote for this person that I really want, then the person that I really, really, really don't want is going to get in, so I've got to vote for the guy that I kind of don't want to stop the person I really, really, really don't want.
I get I understand how they feel. I get scared too, right? There's definitely people I don't want to get in, but
yeah,
what I
understand, Republicans and Democrats.
Well, usually it's a Democrat for me. I'm like,
right.
I really hate
the Republican in the room.
More so. But what I understand is mathematics. I understand that the Republican is unlikely to win by my one vote. And if the Republican does not win by my one vote, then my one vote is better placed with the independent candidate, you know, green or libertarian or whatever.
Right, the non-duopoly candidate.
The non-duopoly candidate, in order to give more options to the American people. I make more of an impact with my vote simply by not voting for, the Republican or the Democrat. So for me, that's how I handle it. And, you know, I know that Aaron's a very qualified candidate for the job, and so that's how I would choose to make the decision. But I mean, it's a tough hill to climb, I got to say.
Yep. Well, it's about getting the word out.
Yep. And your website is?
Day4nh.co.
That's day as in Aaron, day4nh.co, not com, C-O. Thanks for coming in and hanging out with us, Aaron.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Check us out, freetalklive.com. It's been Mark.
Aaron.
And Daryl. We'll be back tomorrow.
Indeed.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.